Start your day the right way by taking charge of your physical and mental fitness.
It's important to know your numbers. They determine if your blood pressure is high or low, your cholesterol balance, even your blood sugar level, heart rate, and much more.
Get tested by visiting your doctor, clinic, or stop by at any health center closest to you.
Take control today. This message is from Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about oral health, the importance of oral hygiene. A happy mouth is a happy body. Thank you, Dr. Adeyemi, President of the Nigerian Dental Association, and Dr. Shade Akiode, Founder of Choice Dentals, for coming on the program. We appreciate you being here. Now, we need to just kick off first with an understanding of the, because today is the world, oral day, this logo or this slogan, a happy mouth is a happy body. Could you explain it, Dr. Akiode, could you start off? Letting us understand what you mean or you understand by this.
Thank you for having me. A happy mouth is a happy body. You can see it in a general term. When you don't have pain in the mouth, when you can eat and chew your food properly, you're happier. If you're not able to eat, it's difficult for you to be happy with life. I remember seeing a doctor, a medical doctor actually came to our office, and he told me that, Shade, when it's time to eat, I get really miserable. That says a lot. The fact that, you know, most people do love to eat. When they're going out to eat, they're very excited. They talk about the food over and over again. So you can imagine living life, no matter how rich you are, you can imagine living life and not be able to eat your food properly. So a happy mouth is really a happy body. Not to talk about the aspect of the fact that if you have a diseased mouth, there's a likelihood of having other problems in your body. The mouth, gum disease has been linked to many other aspects of the systemic diseases.
Oh, could you explain that a bit more so that we understand that? It's very interesting because I initially thought, when I first saw it, I thought, a happy mouth is a healthy mouth, or a healthy mouth is a happy mouth. But there seems to be some link between happiness, health, both in the mouth and in the body. So could you explain a bit more about the gum disease and other illnesses?
So the real issue is the inflammation of the mouth. If you have gum disease, for instance, there's a chance that it could exacerbate the diabetic condition. That diabetic patients are usually patients that have gum disease. It's also linked to the fact that it makes lung conditions like bronchitis, pneumonia, it makes it worse. Also, it's been linked to different forms of cancer, pancreatic cancer. There are all forms of cancer that's been linked to esophageal cancer and some other issues. Now, when we talk about the reproductive system, the fact that it's been linked to patients having smaller babies, and also the fact that they could have premature labor. That's also a factor. It's been linked to Alzheimer's. Patients that have gum diseases tend to have early onset of Alzheimer's, heart diseases like stroke, and also joints like arthritis and all that. In men, it's also been linked to erectile dysfunction, and of course in women, lower libido. So it's all encompassing, related to every aspect of the body. So definitely a healthy mouth is a happy mouth, and a happy mouth generally leads to a happy body.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Adeyemi, your thoughts?
Thank you very much for having me. Like you have said, the theme for this year's World Oral Health Day, the happy mouth is a healthy body. If an individual has healthy, which implies happy mouth, is able to, you know, carry out all functions that has to do with mastication, and, you know, is in more or less a general a good state of health in terms of the body generally. Because for one to be in good health, total good health, the health of the oral cavity is an important component. And so we agree, and as part of this year's advocacy, is to encourage people to actually do all within their means to ensure that they keep their mouth healthy and happy, and then so that they can have a healthy body.
Okay, so can you tell us about the importance of oral hygiene while we're there? What is the importance of oral hygiene here? Why is it such a critical aspect of oral health?
Yes, most of the oral diseases have, in fact, the two leading oral diseases, which are dental caries and periodontal disease, they have the etiological factor having more or less a common etiological factor in terms of plaque and calculate. So if an individual has a good oral hygiene, the chances of the person developing holes, which we call dental caries, is very less. The chances of, you know, having issues with the supporting tissues that hold the tooth in the bone, in the mouth, are also very reduced. So a good oral hygiene, you know, leads to a reduction in those etiological factors, or let's say causative factors, that lead to dental caries. And just to say generally, that for dental caries, a hole in the mouth, as we commonly say, is caused by four main factors. The tooth, that the susceptible tooth substance, you have the refined carbohydrate, then you have this plaque, and all must be present for a considerable period of time. So in order to prevent dental caries, if these four factors are not together at the same time, the chances of, you know, reducing and preventing dental caries is very, very high. So we could take out plaque and calculus by means of maintaining a good oral hygiene and, you know, carrying out periodic professional cleaning of the teeth. I call it professional cleaning because...
Okay. I don't want to just jump in here, but I just want you to specify. You say carry out regular. When you say regular, how often? Because we brush our teeth every day. Some people use chewing stick. Some people everybody has their means of cleaning their teeth. Yeah. But this professional cleaning you're talking about, how often? Because sometimes people say, you should do it every month, every quarter, every day. Different people say different things. What is really practical in our own situation here in Nigeria?
Yes, as a form of general information, individuals are advised to brush their teeth twice a day, especially adults with medium texture toothbrushes and then fluoride containing toothpaste. Of course, there is this feeling that you may not clean properly because people have this psychological feeling that unless they use, you know, hard toothbrushes before they feel cleanliness. So whatever the toothbrush is unable to remove in terms of plaque and calculus, we advise professional cleaning at least every 6 months. So the daily one done at home with your toothbrush and toothpaste, and then the professional one done in the clinic by the dentist or the dental therapist, at least once every 6 months for an individual that has low risk for caries. But those that have higher risk, who consume a lot of all these other etiological factors for caries, that their frequency of that may be a bit higher. Maybe
who has a higher risk? Can you just explain who has a higher risk?
Yes, people, for example, those that have, issues with motility, for example, they're unable to control they're unable to brush properly. People who have, you know, by the time you do assess them for caries, they have a number of, more than two teeth, they have carried more than two in the mouth already. So we expect, it means that something is not, you know, going on rightly in terms of their daily home, you know, brushing of teeth. So we advise those, and we actually advise them and carry out more frequent professional cleaning for those. In addition to, you know, of course, giving them even professionally applied fluoride in terms of a higher concentration that they may actually be exposed to in their toothpaste.
Okay.
So we do what we call fluoride therapy.
Yeah.
In addition to.
Dr. Kiode, do you have anything to add to what Dr. Demi has been saying?
There's also the simple fact that you need to be flossing regularly. Flossing will get in between to clean out the plaque. Plaque and calculus, those are the things we're fighting. Actually, it starts from plaque. That's what we're fighting in dentistry most of the time. And that is the fact that what you brush off is plaque. It's so easy. What you brush off from your teeth and your mouth is plaque. Now, after 24 to 48 hours, if plaque is retained anywhere in the mouth, it turns to calculus, which is the hard stuff. Calculus would destroy the bone around the teeth and get the teeth loose. Now, the plaque can also be fed on by bacteria. Bacteria byproduct is acid. Acid will destroy the enamel. The enamel is the outer covering of the teeth, and that is what causes the hole in the teeth. So when there's acid around the teeth, especially when you go to brushing and flossing, you end up with cavity. And also, if you leave plaque in your mouth before you go to bed or anytime in the day, you end up with more calculus, which will destroy the bone around the teeth. So the taking good care of your oral health by brushing and flossing is very important. And also, like the doctor said, seeing the dentist every 6 months. For those that they have generally healthy gums, but there's some people that need to see the dentist even more often, 3 to 4 months in some cases.
So how about simple things? So some people say, oh, if you drink a lot of Coke, you know, whether you brush your teeth or you don't brush your teeth, you're going to get caries. Some people say, oh no, if you drink Coke or eat sweets and you brush your teeth properly, you won't get caries. Is there any relationship to the amount of sweets that you eat, or is it actually more to do with how much you clean your teeth?
It's really how much and how well you clean your teeth. Of course, the frequency of exposure to these sweet things matter. But you can eat yam or plantain every day without eating sweets at all and still have decay.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Dr. Kiode, I think, there's so many interesting things. I mean, so many misconceptions sort of in to do with oral health. One of them is the issue of the fact that some people think that it has been said that if you have white teeth, you've got a healthy mouth, and everything is all well and good with your mouth and all that. And yet, some people with white teeth have terrible mouth odor. So how do we reconcile that? If they've got white teeth, haven't they been brushing them and keeping them clean? If they've got them nice and clean, why is their mouth smelling, and why are they, you know, people having to avoid them?
Yes, this is very interesting, because all the time in our practices, we see patients that have very white looking teeth, especially in the front. And they tell us that they're just there to have a checkup. And by the time you take x-rays, mind you, x-rays, dental x-rays are very, very essential. You should not go to any dentist that doesn't take x-rays. Yeah. So by the time you take x-rays, you find out that they have a host of problems. They have loose teeth at the back, bone loss. There's practically no bone holding the back teeth. And the reason you have the back teeth being affected mostly is because these are teeth you don't easily see. You're just, most of the time you're using them to chew. So most people don't really pay much attention to the back teeth. So having just white teeth is not the important thing. Are these teeth healthy? It's like having a house and you've painted the house all white and clean, but the foundation is all wrong. The foundation is shaky. So it's important to have white teeth by not brushing hard, using a soft, and I repeat, a soft toothbrush any day. And even with a soft toothbrush, you should not brush hard. So that will keep the enamel intact. The enamel is the white part of the teeth that keep the teeth in good condition. It protects the outer layer of the teeth. Now, by brushing and flossing regularly, I've seen the dentist, so that the dentist can make sure that you have healthy bone to support these teeth. So it's not just having white teeth, it's having white, healthy, sound and well-supported teeth. Okay. That is important, not just white teeth. And by getting rid of plaque and calculus, these tend not to have mouth odor. There's some other aspects of mouth odors that we could talk about in another day, but generally, if you're able to get rid of plaque and calculus, and clean your tongue properly, you tend not to have mouth odor.
Yeah, another area, I don't know if I should call it a misconception, but a lot of people don't think about dentists. So sometimes they have headaches, they have earache, they have even toothaches, but they go to the doctor, they don't go to the dentist. What do you need to do to sensitize the populace? I mean, I don't know if that's a question for you, or perhaps I'll leave it for Dr. Adeyemi later. But, how do you make people think of going to the dentist appropriately? Or what should people think about when they have some of these symptoms?
It's really all about prevention. Most people that have cars, they don't wait until the cars have problems before they go to the mechanic to have them checked or do oil change, do your cleaning. Most people even clean their cars regularly on a daily basis, and then maybe once in 3 months they do a detailed cleaning for their cars. Now you're dealing with the cars and you're taking such good care of the cars, why not your mouth? So it's important to do preventive maintenance of your mouth. I think that is really the most important thing. The people say dentistry is important, going to the dentist is important, so why don't you do the preventive aspect, which is very cheap, by one, taking care, very good care of your teeth and gums or your mouth in general, and then visiting the dentist to do the preventive maintenance, so that before you start having problems, or if you start having small problems, you can nip these problems in the bud. If you wait until you have pain, then it's rather too late. It's just going to cost you by the time you start having pain. And this pain sometimes could be related to the neck, to the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, and it could be related to the head, where you're having constant headache or migraine. And a lot of people think, oh, this is a medical condition, let me go to see my medical doctor. There was a patient I even saw that he said he looked at himself in the mirror one day, and he thought he had had a stroke because one side of his face was droopy compared to the other side. He went to the doctor, they did MRI, they did all sorts of tests, and nothing was wrong with him. It wasn't until his tooth broke, the front tooth broke, that he now came to the dentist. But if he had come to the dentist earlier, we would have made sure that we found a way to prevent his tooth from breaking. In this particular case, he had a cross bite. So the teeth were hitting each other edge to edge. And that could have been prevented by us getting him on braces so that his tooth would not break and his mouth will, the face would not become asymmetrical because he was biting more on one side than the other. So the face became asymmetrical in this case. So he now thought he had a stroke by the time he came to us. So there's so many things that go on in the mouth that we can kind of take care of before these things get late or become expensive.
Thank you. So moving over to you, Dr. Adeyemi, I think there's a number of issues that I can take out of my conversation with Dr. Akiyede. The first is, and I think maybe I should just start there, was, we talked about the fact that there are so many people that need to see dentists. Do we have enough dentists? Because we're talking about, I think you mentioned even cleaning, you know, the teeth, you know, professionally, twice a year we have. Let's just even take half the population. Say, okay, 100 million people. That's 200 million appointments to clean teeth. Have we got the personnel? Offline, we were talking and you know, somebody was talking about, oh, the local dentist. And, you know, you mentioned what? That they go around with hawking things and so on, saying that they can cure everything. You know, what is your association doing to deal with this matter? And also, so you just have everything together, what is it also doing to promote oral hygiene among the populace?
Thank you very much, Ma. Well, issue of quackery and quacks is an age-long issue worldwide. Even in the Western world, we have people who are untrained and who pose to do things that they're not trained to do. Especially even when you look at countries where they have quite a number of dentists, they still have quacks. Coming back home, in Nigeria, we have roughly about 4,000 to 4,500 dentists in the country. And that's for a population of over 250 million. So you see, there's already a dent in the number of dentists to population ratio. Even the dentists cannot do it all by themselves. If everybody were to adhere to some of this advice we give in terms of visiting the dentist twice yearly for routine checkup, and then for this professional training. In the dental profession, we have some other kiddos, the therapists, especially in a teaching hospital setting. The dentist delegates them to do the washing. That's what you call the scaling and polishing, where he's overwhelmed. And then even in private, they are also there to assist the dentist, especially with the aspect of that professional planning. That's one way that somehow we're able to get some help from our paradental colleagues to actually reduce the burden of having to provide that professional planning. Apart from that, other aspects of dental treatment have to be done by the dentist, the extraction, and the fillings and all that. So there are surgical procedures that are strictly in the purview to be done by the dentist. So as part of our advocacy, just like Dr. Akinyode has said, we advocate people come to the clinic for just checkup and assessment every twice a year. And once they come, we're able to assess them holistically, check for caries, check for other aspects of their mouth, and then provide them with the treatment they require. As an association now, looking at the burden of oral diseases in the country, one of the things we have been doing is to actually liaise with the Bank of Industry to see how loans can be obtained for doctors, dentists, to set up practices so that they are there to provide quality services. And we believe that once we have a clinic manned by a dentist, the likelihood of people within that locality patronizing quacks will be reduced. And that will even provide employment for the dentist and the paradental professional that he will be employing to actually assist in that environment. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, the issue is, unfortunately, time is far spent. And we don't have much time left. So I don't know if I can just ask Dr. Akinyode for a few last words for our listeners. But thank you very much, Dr. Adeyemi. It's really been a wonderful talking to you. Dr. Akinyode.
Yes. Like I keep on saying, we can't underestimate the importance of prevention. Prevention is really the key in oral health. It keeps you from getting into trouble, from keeping more money in your pocket, from having a lot of issues down the line, losing your teeth, not being able to eat properly, having good nutrition, and just having a happier life. Because once you're happy, and oh, by the way, for the kids, if they have issues with their teeth and their gums, they tend to be bullied by other children in school, and sometimes it could lead to depression. There's so many issues that these kids are facing if they don't go to the dentist to have proper checkup and prevention of dental ailments. So you can't really underestimate the importance of dental checkup, the importance of taking proper diagnostic dental x-rays, and then making sure that the dentist acts on those x-rays. And even for cleaning, before you have your cleaning done, proper x-rays need to be taken. And after the x-rays are taken, like for instance, the dentist's calculus on the x-ray, the calculus needs to be removed. And then afterwards, x-rays need to be taken, post-operative x-rays need to be taken to make sure that you don't have calculus anymore. All this is all about prevention, and I really can't underestimate the importance of that for a healthy, happy mouth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.